This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Long Island environmental groups sue over a dam rebuild in Suffolk. Governor Hochul issues a moratorium on large-scale data centers. Plus, Connecticut is expanding health insurance coverage for several conditions. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Sabrina Garone. A coalition of Long Island environmental groups have mounted a legal challenge against the plan to rebuild Smithtown's Blydenburg Dam. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
At least six groups sued Suffolk County. They say the plan to rebuild the dam runs afoul of the state law that requires an environmental impact study for any building projects. A catastrophic rainstorm in August 2024 destroyed the dam. That led to Stump Pond emptying out, leaving behind over 100 acres of mud and a small stream. After contentious public debate over whether to let nature take over the area, the county legislature voted in March to rebuild the dam and restore the pond. The lawsuit comes just days after Governor Kathy Hochul announced $8 million in state money to help rebuild. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont has already spent $3 million on his reelection campaign. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports.
The Democratic primary is on August 11th, less than a month away. Lamont is mostly self-funding his campaign. He's already spent three times more than at this point in the race in 2018, when he was up against Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim. Lamont's challenger is State Representative Josh Elliott. Elliott qualified for public campaign financing worth more than $3.7 million. To qualify, Elliott had to raise more than $300,000 on his own from thousands of small donations. Republican candidate Ryan Fazio is also using public campaign financing. During the general election, a gubernatorial candidate from a major party can get up to $18 million from the program. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has ordered a moratorium on new large-scale data centers. It's the first statewide temporary ban in the country. Hochul says the moratorium will give New York time to set industry-leading standards.
This pause will remain in place for up to 1 year while New York establishes the strongest possible framework to protect our communities, guardrails to reduce the risk to our energy grid, minimize land disruption, noise pollution, and protect our natural resources, especially our water supply.
The centers generate power for technology like AI. Opponents of a proposed center in Yaphank last month said it would use up too much electricity and water. Connecticut is expanding health insurance coverage for several conditions and medical treatments. That story and more are coming up.
A murder mystery, a musical comedy, and a night out in support of WSHU. Join us for the East Coast premiere of Morton Meets the Eye, a new film from Easton native John Sonneborn. After the screening, stay for a conversation with the filmmakers and cast. It's an evening of laughs, surprises, and movie magic at the Shue Community Theater in Fairfield, Monday, July 20th at 7 p.m. For tickets and to watch the trailer, visit WSHU.org.
Long Islanders are in their second heat wave of the season. The high temps will last through tomorrow and come with an air quality alert. Officials say it's best to avoid strenuous outdoor activity. Send a text to 333-111 to get New York State weather alerts. Connecticut's State Inspector General says a Manchester police officer was justified when he shot a man fleeing a traffic stop. That's because the suspect shot first, according to the report. The suspect was injured and survived. A fire in Brentwood this morning briefly interrupted LIRR service on the Ronkonkoma line. Officials say a large mulch fire at a materials supplier was to blame. It took firefighters about 3 hours to put it out. The MTA says train service has been restored. Non-union state employees in Connecticut are getting a 2.5% raise over the next 3 years, the same as unionized state employees. That could include political appointees. This comes after the state signed a labor deal with more than 30,000 employees in April. talking and listening. That's how the president of Yale University describes the state of its negotiations with the Trump administration's Department of Justice over admissions policies at several of its colleges. WSHU's Davis Donovan has more.
The DOJ is targeting Yale over claims its admissions process hurts white and Asian applicants, making it one of a crowded field of elite universities facing investigations from the Trump administration. Multiple outlets, including the New York Times, have reported Yale is trying to settle with the administration. That's provoked pushback from faculty, students, and even lawmakers like U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal. In an open letter to the Yale community Monday, University President Maury McInnes said Yale is negotiating in good faith with the Trump administration. She said she's seen misinformation spreading, but didn't give specifics. She also didn't directly address any proposed settlement, but said the university will safeguard academic freedom. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Connecticut is expanding health insurance coverage for several conditions and medical treatments, including prosthetic care. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
Governor Ned Lamont signed the law at the Hanger Clinic and University of Hartford Collaborative Healthcare Facility in Rocky Hill, a leading provider in prosthetic and orthotic care. He says the new law ensures that access to such care would no longer be a luxury for state residents who've lost limbs.
I'm so proud that Connecticut is at the forefront here in terms of making sure we have the most important innovation that allows everybody to live their lives, and also making sure that you'll be able to have the care that's available to you.
The law also requires health insurers cover treatment for some pediatric, autoimmune, neuropsychiatric disorders, infertility diagnosis and treatment, and scalp cooling systems that prevent or reduce hair loss for cancer patients. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online with our free app, and of course, tune in right here to the After All Things podcast every weekday evening. And don't forget to give us a follow on Instagram. We have more on the music you hear, the latest news, and some behind-the-scenes fun. We're at WSHU Public Radio. Looking forward to connecting with you on there. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll speak tomorrow.